Deus in adjutorium meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ave Maria Stella, Dei Mater Alma, atque semper Virgo, Felix Caeli Porta. Sumens illuda Seve nomen. Solve vinclareis proferum cecis mala nostra pelle, bona cum ta posce. Monstra se madre sumat per te preces, qui pro nobis natus tu lites et tu Virgo vitam presta pura iter parat mutum ut videntes Iesum semper colleteur.
Sit laus Deo Patri Christo Decus, Spiritui Sancto, Tribus Honorunus. Amen.
The angel of the Lord brought God's message to Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord and King. We are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. The angel of the Lord brought God's message to Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ear be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Listen with compassion to our prayers, Lord. The forgiveness of sins is yours. Do not look on the wrong we have done, but grant us your merciful kindness. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is the head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you have said. A reading from John's first epistle. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have touched. We speak of the word of life. This life became visible. We have seen and bear witness to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life that was present to the Father and became visible to us. The Word was made man and he lived among us.
The Word was made man, and he lived among us.
He was in the beginning with God,
and he lived among us.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Word was made man, and he lived among us.
The angel Gabriel said to Mary in greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen." The angel Gabriel said to Mary in greeting, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." On this day, the Eternal Father sent his angel to bring Mary the good news of our salvation. Let us turn to God and pray with confidence. Lord, fill our hearts with your love. You chose the Virgin Mary as the mother of your Son. Have mercy on all who look for your gift of salvation.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
You sent Gabriel to give Mary your message of peace and joy. Give to the whole world the joy of salvation and your gift of true peace.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
Mary gave her consent, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and your word came to dwell among us. Touch our hearts, that we may welcome Christ as Mary did.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
You look with love on the humble, and fill the hungry with your gifts. Raise up the downcast, help all in need. Comfort and strengthen the dying.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
Lord our God, you alone work wonders, and with you all things are possible. Give us the fullness of salvation when you raise up the dead on the last day.
Lord, fill our hearts with your love.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, your word became man and was born of the Virgin Mary. May we become more like Jesus Christ, whom we acknowledge as our Redeemer, God and man. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Ave Regina Caelorum,
Ave Domina Angelorum, salve radix, salve porta, ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa. Vale, o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.